preacher man says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. We grow good old tomatoes and homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out and you can't make us run. Those wooden mold boys raised on shotguns. We say grace and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. We came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive.
Welcome to the show, folks. You are tuned in to the Trump phenomenon here on June 30th, last day of June 2020. Something like 124 days to go till November 3rd. We'll be talking a lot about that tonight. I'm James Kelso. The show is live. You're invited to call in at 800-313-9443. And what else did I forget? No, we've got it all there. So let's get started. And I'll tell you what, this is, until I see some sign of things going the other direction, you're going to hear an unusually downcast Kelso, I think, for the coming period, until I see a turnaround. Because I'll tell you what, I'm worried. I am worried that the demon rats to the left, they may actually seize power. And so we'll talk about that a little bit tonight. We'll seek your thoughts on the matter. And we'll see where how this happened, how this got engineered. But boy, there are worrisome signs. And then that brings up a second topic, the possibility of, losing means one thing. It means Donald Trump losing the election on November 3rd, either actually losing it in reality, and then but just as devastating, losing it through cheating, whether they win through cheating or win by having enough idiots to vote for them in reality, won't make much difference, and we'll have a hard time ever finding out which of the two it was. But then there's a second topic that's raised. If the first topic becomes a reality, Trump losing on November 3rd, then the second topic becomes paramount. Where do we go? What do we have at that point? What sort of a movement do we have? Do we have a leader of that movement? Do we have a leading group? If not an individual, is there a leading group? Is there an organization to our movement? And that's also very worrisome to me, because we actually don't have a movement. We don't have an organization. We have a leader right now, which is Donald Trump. But will we still have that leader on November 4th if Donald Trump loses? That's a very open question. The most reassuring thing, you know, that we've heard in recent years is the president has said over and over again, I will never abandon you. I will never let you down, is his exact phrase. So, but what will be, and of course, he hasn't talked about, well, after I lose on November 3rd, I'll still continue to lead you on November 4th. He hasn't discussed that possibility, because that would be wrong for him to do in a sense. He's got to speak in terms of winning on November 3rd with certainty. I'm going to win. We're going to win on November 3rd. You don't want to spend too much time talking about what you're going to do after you lose. But here we actually have that luxury. We can be a little more afraid, and we can be a little more openly afraid. So there you go. I'm just telling you, that's what it preoccupies my thinking most of the day, every day, is what I see bad happening. And what was the turning day? When did this start happening? What was the day? I've lost track. Somebody, a caller, could help me with the dates. On what day did this coronavirus BS take off? It was sometime in March, wasn't it? And early in March, I think it was. And, you know, we patriots, you know, we didn't think we had much to worry about. I think there had not yet been a death in America that they even pretended was due to the coronavirus, the Kung Flu. And the president was reassured by that himself. So when he got on national TV and he said, we've got this thing well in hand, he had good grounds for saying that. Nobody had died. There was no Kung Flu in America. But little did we know. And that was only so if we just for the sake of a date cutoff point, say first day of March, April, May, June. Today, last day of June. This whole thing has transpired in the blink of an eye. 4 months, we've gone from being on top of it with a booming, soaring economy, huge successes for Donald Trump, things looking wonderful, heading into rallies that would have been the biggest rallies in the history of America or the world. We would have had dozens of such rallies already by now. I'd be covering them every night on this radio show. You'd be hearing crowds of patriots roaring, 30,000, 40,000, then into bigger arenas and coliseums, 100,000. Fields, open fields, like a sort of a Woodstock-type crowds of 100,000 people. But the Daytona 500, well, that would have been something, half a million people roaring. We actually did have, actually the Daytona 500 did happen, and the president did leave. That was before the coronavirus hoax. That's right. That was a good taste. The president going around in his car as the pace car for the Daytona 500. I was thinking of Indianapolis a moment ago. That's coming up. But anyway, don't let me bum you out, folks. And if any of you that are more optimistic than I am, that can bring up my spirits or reassure me or point out something positive that I've missed, please avail yourself of the phones. Call me up and let's commiserate. Help me out. Cheer me up. 800-313-9443. And Shirley, please don't bum me out. Don't make one of these stupid calls where you're going to spring one. Let me say this about what happened last night. I don't know what the hell happened last night. But please, folks out there in listener land, if you're one of these people that does this spring a trap type phone call where you go on, you talk, the host, you kind of got the host calmed down. He's relaxed. He's thinking you're pretty good. And then you come out with a whopper. You come out with your big message that you got on the radio, and now you got to say what you want to say to zillions of people. Your stupid message. Please don't do this, folks. If you have something to say, say it right up front. Be plain. Say what you're going to say. Let me know. Let the audience know. Don't finish off your call with, oh, now, let me, I got one more thing I wanted to say. And then there we go, right into the toilet. Don't do it. Don't do it. I'll get angry at you. And, I'll do my best to cut you off when you do that. That's just, it's unethical. It's wrong. Aside from your message being stupid, it's unethical to do that to other people. So ain't going to happen here. Let me get my caller board up here. I love you callers out there. We have some such great callers. That's the other thing you do. If you put in one of those trapdoor calls, you're poisoning the well for all these other great callers who come in with great reasoning, great thoughts, and they're plain and they say what they mean, and they don't shift in the middle of a call to, they're set up, their setup portion of their call, and then their trapdoor portion to end it. All right. Let's go. Let me take a look over here at, let's just take a peek here over at the president's website. Finally, Twitter added another 100,000 followers to the president. I think they're holding him back. He used to be getting 100,000 at least once a day, new followers. He's at 82,600. The president's leading with amazing statistics. There are great statistics up on the stock market and other things that, of course, the media will not cover. They don't want you to know. They really want to bum you out. Demoralizing America's patriot population is a big part of their mission. Here's what the president puts up. Since March 31st, speaking of March, the Dow Industrials, Dow Jones, have risen 18%. I'm going to round it off to the nearest whole digit, 18%. The S&P 500 has risen 20%. And the NASDAQ, wow, composite, has risen 31%. Wow. That's a lot of money to have been made there. Let's see, March, that would be April, May, and June. In 3 months, 90 days, you could have made 31% on your money. That's pretty dang good. And that's encouraging for our overall outcome. Is Trump going to win on November 3rd? We need more of that. We need more recovery. But the bummer that we've got is that the demon rats with their coronavirus hoax, or BS, better word for it is BS. I love that girl that Donald Trump put up on his Twitter account. I'm done with... I'll just use the actual word she says. I'm done with your bullshit. I asked my daughter how old she thought that girl was. My daughter thought she was 17. I'm done with your bullshit. It's beautiful. Rather than call it a hoax, it's BS. It's not the virus is a virus, and the flu is a flu. But they've made it into, and this is the distressing part, they still have the American public, too much of it, in a state of panic and terror and hysteria. Panic, hysteria, and terror. Fear. Disorientation and demoralization. And that's right where they want us. Whereas we had, prior to March, we were elated. We were... We had high morale. We were highly motivated. So, and how are they achieving this? This puke, Fauci, who was testifying before the Senate, which committee was it today? He was testifying, and nobody has the stones to say to the guy, "Hey, what have you done to us here? You wrecked our economy." Only Rand Paul. weighed in on it a little bit, but didn't really throw the knockout punch that was needed. He only had 5 minutes. He just dinged Fauci. They're going to go with second wave, third wave, spikes, outbreaks, all this BS. Now, the number of deaths is dropping precipitously. The virus, the flu, is essentially over. But they're going to drag it out, scare people. Fauci was talking about not reopening schools. Oh, my God. The schools don't open. And Rand Paul was incensed at that idea. But they're just going to drag it out and drag it out. And then we're going to go into an election where the election will have a virtual election. They might drag this thing out to November 3rd. Let's go to one of our best callers of all time, Big Bad, John from Missouri. John, you're on the air.
Hi, James. I wouldn't get too depressed just yet. I know it's a little bit dark, but I'm not overly concerned about Donald not winning. I think he will. I had a couple moments there in the last election that I thought he may lose, and I was wrong.
Well, you cheered me up in the last election when the clouds were dark in the last election. I was, although in the last election, I was just an absolute cheerleader, enthusiastic, jumping up and down. And I should be for this one, because in the last one, everything we were hoping for from Donald Trump was just that. It was hope. He'd never been a politician. He'd never delivered on any of these things he was telling us. It was all great promises. Now he's delivered, promises made, promises kept. He's got an incredible record of achievement. So this election should be, in the bag. This should be easy to be reelected on such an incredible record. But the demon rats, John, they have come up with this perfect storm of the virus out of the Kung Flu out of China, and then following it up in a left hook and then a right cross with their riots and the Black Lives Matter BS. Those two, that combo has really, and then of course, part and parcel of the virus is the lockdown. And our president, go ahead, John.
Well, I think the riots have just made everybody realize that there's gutter trash in our country, and it needs to be cleaned up. And our ace in the hole, James, is Joe Biden.
Yes, folks. Folks, you're seeing why John should be the host of this show. He nails it right there. Our biggest hope is Joe Biden himself. He is such a basket case, and I love Kayleigh McEnany today being interviewed by a real featherhead on Fox. What's her name? Martha McCallum, maybe, just an airhead. They've got another one in, what's her name, Sandra Smith, another airhead. They've got a series of these airheads on Fox that are, Kayleigh McEnany was being interviewed, and she's sharp as a tack. And she made the point, she cited the fact that, I think she said 55% of Americans believe that Joe Biden has early onset dementia. So
faith in the American people.
Right.
Sometimes I wonder, but how anybody could vote for Mr. Biden? I mean, I feel sorry for the guy, but I don't want him for my president.
Yeah, and I agree with you completely, except that last part. I sure don't feel sorry for him, and I know you don't either. You're just a nice guy.
No, I'm not. I'm not nice at all, James. I'm as ugly as they get. I was born dirty.
Okay, hang on. Stay there, John. Stay there. Stay there, and we'll be right back, folks.
Miners knew well, grabbed a sagging timber and gave out with a groan, and like a giant oak tree just stood there alone, Big John.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Did you know that you can be tracked and traced when you're online? With identity theft and cybercrimes on the rise, your passwords, your identity, and even your physical location can be revealed to complete strangers. Would you like to surf the internet anonymously and not have to worry about these threats? Well, now you can by visiting patriotinternet.com. For about $2 per month, patriotinternet.com will conceal your IP address and your physical location, allowing you to browse the web, send emails, and instant message anonymously. Patriotinternet.com will bypass filters, block sites, and keyword blocking. You can also bypass logging by your router and your ISP. With patriotinternet.com, there is no software to install and uses 128-bit encryption for your protection. When using wireless hotspots, patriotinternet.com shields your information from identity thieves and is compatible with Windows, Mac, and Linux. Protect your identity and your freedom with anonymous internet access from patriotinternet.com. Visit patriotinternet.com today.
On the line with us. Hey, John, are you still there?
Oh, I'm here, James. Yeah, what I was saying, it's not nice to pick on sick people. That's all. I mean, if Joe was, you know, with his wits, I wouldn't mind throwing punches, but the poor guy's ill. You know, he's old and he's ill. And I think our job is to just let him bury himself. And that's how I feel. Anybody can feel any way they want.
Well, you're a nicer guy. As mean as you are, John, you're not as mean as I am. I despise Joe Biden. I don't care how sick, well, whatever he is. The guy is.
James, I lived in Delaware. He was my senator.
That hurts. So, but the folks, John there in Missouri's got it right. The show me state. It's right. Joe Biden is showing us, he's showing me, he's showing you that he does have early onset dementia, that he is nuts. The demon rats. This is why, you know, and I hate to think this. I think there's such a gap between the lying. Well, this is one of the problems with the lying media, John, is since they hide from us what's actually going on. You and I, we can't really know. The polls are lying. So we right. don't know what percentage of the American people. We have to read the tea leaves. We have to watch Trump rallies. We have to look at these huge crowds. The president himself, this happened to him in 2015 and 16. He said, the polls were saying I'm losing. The polls were saying I can't win. I'm being destroyed. And he says, then I go to my rally, and there are people lined up all the way from the airport to the arena. The arena is surrounded by 50,000 people who've been camped out for 2 days. And the president said, wait a minute. That doesn't look like losing to me. So you and I, John, we have to rely on these other indicators of whether we're winning or losing. Because the lying media, they've figured this out. These turds that control the media, they control the universities. They control all of these key institutions. They lie constantly. And the sad news is it's working. That's the terrible news. So it may be
working. It ain't working just with you and me, James.
Oh, but you know, it's working less well with you. It's working a little bit with me, because I hear, you know, I should be immune, but and that's where we've really needed, and something an opportunity that we missed to some degree in the first 4 years of the Trump presidency. We should have some very enterprising person. Trump can't do it all. Some really enterprising, very wealthy person should have said, you know what, I'm going to build a right-wing patriot, not right-wing, patriot, an all-patriots, all-the-time network. I'm going to stand this thing up. I'm going to plunk down $1 billion. There are plenty of people in this country with $1 billion. And we're going to build a network. And we're going to put Hannity and Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Lou Dobbs and Jeanine Pirro and Mark Levin and Steve Hilton and Jesse Waters. We're going to put them all on there. And we're going to find other talent of that caliber. And we're going to make it – that wasn't done. If we had a network like that, that network could be doing its own objective, factual, real polling. And we would disregard all this New York Times crap. We'd have our own polling. We'd have our own, you know, our own media. That's something we've needed terribly for these 4 years. The president can't do everything. He can't walk on water. So we fell down. The rest of us, we could have built that network. We didn't do it. If the president wins on November 3rd, we should set about immediately to build that network finally. And by the way, speaking of networks and success, it was just flashed on the screen at Fox News. Tucker Carlson's cable TV show for the last month had the highest quarterly rating of any cable show in history.
And that's because there's a lot of Americans who want to hear the truth and don't want to listen to that nonsense of these other ones. We had free cable there for the virus. Our benevolent phone company gave us free cable, and I listened to some of that nonsense on the other other stations. And you'd have to be a mental pygmy to buy into that nonsense. It just wasn't real. I think the American public's smarter than that, James. I hope they are. I don't know what else to do.
You're right.
I'm not giving up. I'm not giving up
on Donald. Oh gosh, no. Of course, not giving up. But I don't want to shift to this topic. I mean, it's to me, it's painful to go. What do we do if we fail on November 3rd? What's our backup plan? You know, and smart people always have a backup plan. So we will have to talk about that. And John, from time to time, please come on in here and cheer me up.
All right, James, I'm going now. Thank you.
All right. See you, buddy. Thanks. Little music, and then we'll be right back with Mike in Brazil. Stay tuned.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new Ease-Off Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The Ease-Off lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the Ease-Off? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease-Off LLC, Summersville, Missouri, 417-932-6419.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
Big John. Big John.
Every morning at the mine, you could see him arrive. He stood 6 foot six and weighed 245, kind of broad at the shoulder and narrow at the hip. And everybody knew you didn't give no lip to Big John.
Big John. Big John.
Big Bad John.
Big John.
Nobody seemed to know where John called home. He just drifted into town and stayed all alone. He didn't say much. He kind of quiet and shy. And if you spoke at all, you just said hi to Big John. Somebody said he came from New Orleans, where he got...
We're back, folks, and we've got Mike in Brazil on the phone. Mike, what's on your mind?
Hi, James. I'll make a comment about you being scared that Donald Trump is going to lose the election. That's a given. Donald Trump will not be the next president, and I'll tell you why. He made a fatal mistake when he first took over the White House, okay. He wanted to be very generous in his approach, and he allowed all these communists within the Obama administration to maintain their posts there in the White House, and this is going to cost him dearly. Secondly, Donald Trump actually hasn't accomplished anything during his administration. The wall hasn't been built. It's all a disaster zone, whatever he... I know that he says the unemployment numbers are very low, when in fact, before the COVID-19, the Bureau of Labor and Statistics listed 98 million Americans out of work. This was before the crisis. Now, how many people live in the United States as we speak? Maybe 320
million people. Now, let me pause you.
Mike,
yes. I don't mean to be rude, but you covered a lot of important points there. So I want to just, before you serve up some more balls, I just want to return those. I agree with you. Your first point that he made a blunder in that he tried to be nice and he kept a lot of people in Washington that he should have fired immediately. That's correct. Your second point that he hasn't accomplished much, I believe you're quite wrong. You use an example of not accomplishing much. Well, there's no wall. There is a wall. And by the end of the year, there will be over 400 miles of wall. And those will be the crucial 400 miles. There are over 200 miles now, and those are the crucial 200. So there's a lot of wall. It's very effective. And he's done this in spite of incredible opposition to keep him from getting any money. You made the point that the economy, he didn't have a great economy. That there, you cite some numbers that show that lots of people out of work. No, the numbers were real. The boom in America was real. Everybody could feel it. I mean, it's obvious. You see it everywhere. The boom was obvious. Unemployment was at the lowest levels. Stocks were booming. Employment was booming. Donald Trump had a tremendous boom going. And even the left was saying this is an incredible boom. So, no, he has tremendous accomplishments. And then there's more of a list of real accomplishments. So I'm going to disagree with you that he hasn't really done much. I think the reason he's in trouble, which you haven't cited this reason, the reason he's in trouble is that we went from heaven to hell when the Chinese Kung Flu was inflicted on us. And he tweets about that. I'm going to read his tweet in just a moment. The Chinese who hate Donald Trump, he is their nemesis. He's the guy who has taken them to the cleaners. The Chinese who have no ethics whatsoever. And would they be willing to kill millions of people, even hundreds of millions of people, to get rid of Donald Trump? You bet. And so the terrible thing that's happened is this shutdown from the Kung Flu. And then let me say this. I've said it on this show that the president got suckered into going along with a shutdown of the economy. Let me say this in his defense. If Donald Trump had been, pick somebody better and smarter than I am, but let's say James Kelso were the president when the Kung Flu was unleashed on the United States, could he have actually fought back against the idea of a shutdown? Could he have said, there will be no shutdown? I'm not going for this. The forces around the world, this was so well set up. Every country in the world except Sweden jumped head first into a shutdown. I don't know that Donald Trump would have even been able to have averted a shutdown. But that once we went into the shutdown, here's the problem. Once we went into the shutdown, it's a perfect storm. The Trump boom economy, which was going to get him reelected, was ground into the ground. And at that point, now the American public is not, there's a good amount of intelligence in the American public. But when they're miserable, when they're out of work, when they're locked up in their houses, when they're terrified that they're going to get some kind of horrible disease, the logical powers of the American people have declined. And the president won by such a slim margin in 2016 that you don't have to get many millions of people to abandon the Trump train to lose. But now, go ahead, finish your point. I'm sorry, I filibustered. Go ahead. What more do you have?
All right. No, let me just say something here. Okay, the numbers you quoted here are all false. Okay, first of all, the unemployment numbers before Trump took office was close to 40%. Okay, 98 million Americans were out of work. Okay. That was before Trump took office. And the problem, the way they count the unemployment, they put these people who are chronically unemployed in a different category, okay?
No, so I understand that. I understand that. But hang on, Mike, I'm going to interrupt you again. Because what you're doing is you're I don't want to impugn your integrity here, but you're playing with words. America, Donald Trump was leading the powerhouse economy of the world. America was pulling ahead of China at a very rapid pace. There's no economy that was churning things out and producing better than the American economy before this virus baloney.
James, I'm talking about the United States.
You can play with numbers. No, you can say, oh, the chronically unemployed, people have stopped looking, blah, blah, blah.
I have the BLM statistics in front of me.
Yeah, but okay, Mike, get your nose out of the statistics. Get your nose out of the statistics because,
official numbers.
Official numbers, but Mike, I'm an officially an American who's living in an American city, and I am living in the middle. I and all the rest of America, we were living in a boom. We all know what a boom is. A boom is when you go down the street and every store, every business has got a sign out in front said, now hiring.
You're one lucky guy then.
No, it was all over America.
Mike,
I don't want to go into a long debate with you on this.
No,
but you got it wrong.
Finish my point, okay?
No, I'm not going to let you finish your point. You made your point. Your point is that Trump really hadn't turned our economy around and we didn't have a boom going. I'm going to disagree, and I'll tell you what, 98% of the people listening to the show are also going to disagree with you. But you made your point. I don't think you substantiated it with anything. But thank you very much, Mike.
I can't.
All right. So let's go to Pat in Fort Worth. Pat, you're on the air.
Hi, I had an idea on how you can get more cheery things. But what
How's
you
that?
Ought to do is just hang up on those trolls there. Even George Bush Sr. had the economy turned around before Clinton took over. He says, it's the economy, stupid. And the economists were admitting it.
Yeah, Mike in Brazil. Now, I don't know the explanation for Mike. First of all, I don't know whether he's actually in Brazil, but I'll just take it on faith that he is. Big deal. There are two kinds of people that really rain on your parade. One are people who actually think they're patriots, and they're just negative. Nothing's right.
Hey, You're too nice.
But wait, there's the other category, which are people who are actually, as you say, trolls. And these trolls are real slippery. They're real good. And what they do is they tie you up, demoralize you, confuse the show, and they have nothing.
Touch the button.
They have nothing. Yeah, they have nothing good to say about the president. Now, what I used to do, and I should resume the practice, is when I find somebody like that who's trying to who's trying to demoralize our audience, I should say, do you support Donald Trump? And the ones that would say no, bingo, I hit the kill button. Okay, they're gone. But that usually cuts the story. Once you get to the point that the guy's an enemy of Trump, I don't want to hear from enemies of Trump. Sorry, you enemies of Trump, you control 99% of the media and 100% of the school system. You get all the time you want. We've got these little stations and these little opportunities of a few minutes to get the truth out. Go ahead, Pat.
Okay. I have subscribed to something called God TV, an app. And, you don't pay. It'll say, you're going to pay. You say, no, skip. They don't ask you for money. But what it amounts to is they keep throwing up the kind of things I want to see.
What's the name of it?
Me to look at. Don't ever look at anything on YouTube anyway,
don't waste your time, folks. What Pat says is true. You've got to become the way Mike Rivero describes you, a very discerning audience. When you don't sit there and endure it, if somebody's not building up our patriot cause, turn the damn thing off and find something better. And you can't find it. Find something like Republic Broadcasting. Find something one of these other smaller networks. Yes, good point, Pat. We've got to keep our morale. Yeah, we've got to, as an army, we've got to keep our morale up. Go ahead, Pat.
Right Side Broadcasting Network, you know about it. And if you subscribe, they will tell you when there's a live Trump something coming on. Like tonight it was
I love Right Side Broadcasting, but look what's happened, Pat.
What they do is they let you chat. They chat the whole time.
Yeah, and, except they don't. Except, Pat, they don't, because there aren't any Trump rallies anymore. And that was asked today.
No, you're not listening. You're not listening. He has something coming up all the time. I don't know if they call it the White House channel or what. But
oh, yes. Okay. I do know. Let me explain that to the audience. Pat, I know what you're talking about. Yes. Kayleigh McEnany was asked about that today. They do have online Trump virtual events all the time. Go to DonaldJTrump.com. Go to events. And you can find virtual Trump events and actual events all over the country. That's true. However, what has disappeared, Kayleigh McEnany was asked today by this airhead, Martha whatever his name is, do you have any events planned? And they don't. They don't have any. There are no events in the works. And this is terrible. Now, here's good news. Let me cheer you up. Here, hang on. There is good news. Donald Trump will be at Mount Rushmore on the 4th of July. That's just, 4 or 5 days. He will be at Mount Rushmore. You don't want to miss that. Turn that on. Find somebody that's covering it live. I think the Blue Angels or the Thunderbirds or maybe both of them will be there. I hope he's got the Marine Corps band. I hope it's just, but that will be an incredible event. There will be people there. I'm too far away to get there, but if it were in North Dakota instead of South Dakota, I'd be out there. And with my kids. So if you can get there, I highly recommend it. It's not being advertised as an event. It's one of those things where you know he's going to be there. You know he's going to be making a magnificent speech and presentation. And you just take your chances, folks. You get in your car and go. Even though there's no tickets or any announced event, he's going to be there and you're going to see the president. So that's going to be something we'll cover it, of course, here on the show.
Quite Side Broadcasting will be there. I bet you they'll be there. And they have done so many things, like having two cameras that now even Fox has got two or three cameras. And they show you, they pay the audience, you know, they show you how many people are there. And,
it's great.
But I just hope, did the thing in Tulsa, he should never give them tickets, because then all the leftist liberals went and got them all the tickets, and he's about through, and they're still drifting in.
Well, let me speak on that. Oh. Pat, thank you very much. Thank you for calling. Thank you for cheering me up. Folks, let me talk about Tulsa a little bit. Tulsa, Kayleigh McEnany covered that today in her interview with the airhead on Fox. They got to get rid of these airhead hosts, but they're not, because the Murdochs are liberals. They're not right-wingers. So they want airheads. They want Neil Cavuto. They want Chris Wallace. They want these mealy-mouthed rhino Republicans who's thinking, they're just thinking, well, after Trump, when Trump is gone, how's my career going to go? Will I be able to get a job here in the 100% left-controlled media? They don't want to be like Tucker Carlson, who's going all in. He's committing himself totally to the patriot cause. So will Tucker Carlson have a job if Trump is defeated and the left retakes the entirety of the media? Will Tucker Carlson have a job? Nope, he won't. And neither will all those other patriots I mentioned. They'll be fired, and they'll have to go to a patriot network, which you and I, the rest of us out here, we're going to have to create that. And but Tucker Carlson had another of his great, great shows tonight. And he, you can see it on his face. He's definitely worried. He says it. He's definitely worried that Trump is going to lose on November 3rd, all for the wrong reasons, for bad reasons, for nasty reasons. And the virus is one of them. And they're just not letting go on the virus. They're going to make people wear masks. The city council of Jacksonville, Florida, where the Republican convention will be in August, I forget the day, but that's only a month away. And they're requiring masks at every indoor gathering, which would include any arena. So can you imagine a Trump rally where everybody in there is wearing a mask? Are you kidding? Including Donald Trump? That's going to be one hell of a speech delivered through a mask. You know, that's pathetic. That's what I described yesterday as being forced to bend over and grab your ankles so Dr. Fauci can have his way with you. That is just wrong. And this whole the mask thing, the cooties thing, the everybody's dying thing, it's, you know, we all got hosed big time. And I don't want to get to, our metaphors are starting to get graphic there. So, no, let go of your ankles, stand up, be a man, be a woman, take off the damn mask, and don't take it in the rear. Don't do it. Don't let them do it. And my gosh, and watch things. Go find this guy, this Dr. Scott Atlas. Watch Dr. Scott Atlas explain to you how there's nothing to be afraid of. The virus is a hysteria campaign designed to terrorize you. We'll be right back.
The best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
After about a month of Extendovite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, what the hell is in this stuff? This is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight. And I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So sick and tired of listening to what you got to say. I decided I just got to stand up and say. So sick and tired of being sick and tired of being sick and tired of being treated this way. So I made my choice, gonna raise my voice and say it's time for you to pack up and go.
We're back, folks. Let's go back to the president here, and some great terms of knowing, you know who you are, you lying so-and-so. Well, the president says as much in his tweet earlier today. We are tracking down the two anarchists who threw paint on the magnificent George Washington statue in Manhattan. We have them on tape. They will be prosecuted and face 10 years in prison based on the Monuments and Statues Act. Turn yourselves in now. That's great. The president, and he's going to be leaning. Are there any reluctant prosecutors out there or fuzzy-headed left-wing people in the Justice Department? The president is going to straighten them out real quick. These guys are going to be prosecuted, and that's very badly needed. The president aggressively going after these people and throwing their asses in prison where they can grab their ankles. Let's find another good one here. Here's a good one. The president writes this. Chuck Grassley put up a tweet, retweeted by the president. Common sense Trump should be reelected if for no other reason than he is the first president to challenge China over their unfair trade practices. And of course, that's much too meek to call it unfair trade practices. No, they're war on you. It's not unfair trade practices. China has been at war against you, brutal war, for decades. They've been doing a takedown on you. Yes, you, every person in this audience, every one of you, you have been the victim of acts of war from the brutal communist dictatorship of Red China. And nobody before Donald Trump had the balls to stand up to the Chinese punks. So Grassley's right. But then the president comments. He retweets Grassley's overly meek but correct statement. And then he says just a three-word all-caps tweet with an exclamation mark, the lone warrior. He's describing himself, isn't he? And the
Ranger rides again.
And let me just reel it back here a little bit. Here he is. Here he is.
The Lone Ranger. Are you silver? With his faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early West. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear.
Yes. Make America great again. Oh, I'll have to tell you my Lone Ranger stories, folks. We'll save it for the show tomorrow night. I met the Lone Ranger. And Donald Trump grew up on it, too, in front of his TV set. We'll see you again in the Trump Clubhouse tomorrow night. Thanks for listening.
To book yourself as a guest, call our studio at 202-657-5715 or contact RBN staff. Remember, keep it real and take the red pill.
Is the Second Amendment your line in the sand? Is the United States Constitution important to you? Are you worried about gun confiscation? You need to join us for free at gunconfiscation.com. At gunconfiscation.com, you will meet like-minded patriots, get the latest Second Amendment news, and find anything you need to prepare for gun confiscation. Visit gunconfiscation.com today. That's gunconfiscation.com. Which side are you on?
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.